There's great interest and energy at this stage in the initiative, and I suppose it's about channeling collectively that energy so that the small and significant changes start happening towards the change in inclusivity that is required for autistic individuals and their family. For ourselves at Galway Autism Partnership, I suppose often if somebody's coming to the house for the first time, we'd send on a short video, whether somebody's coming for a camp or a club or coming to access our therapeutic supports, that just shows what the house is like, shows where the sensory room is, shows the various rooms in the house, and maybe even a couple of words from our facilitators, just to create that sense of familiarity so people know what they're coming to. And for us, that's a small effort, but it's a huge, huge impactful and powerful piece for somebody to have before they come to GAP, and it makes the experience a lot easier and a lot less stressful for the individual and their families. I suppose the bottom line is that we live in a very busy world and it doesn't typically meet or consider the needs of an autistic person. And now here we are at an exciting point in the road where we have the opportunity to change that as a city and as a community through this collective effort. So I suppose to reiterate the slogan associated with the initiative, embracing every mind and welcoming every heart, we're very much looking forward to the event later on this evening at the Clybourne Hotel at 7 o'clock to launch the Autism Friendly Galway City initiative. And again, to RSVP, it's Galway City Autism Friendly at Outlook.com.